A Child's Dream, Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery. There's a dream. I had that dream. And it was of a little girl I saw in that dream playing at the beach. And she was totally absorbed in her game. And what I say, she was totally one-pointed. And then suddenly lots of people were on that beach. People making noises, people laughing, people shouting. And she was in the middle of that noise and just continued playing. And she was totally untouched. And then her parents came over and her mom said, "It's time. We are going home." And she just looked up and smiled. And then she kicked her sandcastle and went away. Totally unpossessed. You know, it's funny, it was a dream, and I saw that all in that child. And yet, I couldn't really describe it. It was just a dream, and it was just a girl that exuded happiness, that was content with herself. And if I would have to give that girl or that child a name, it wouldn't be me. It would be just all of us, because the innocence and the happiness and the contentment of a child is really in all of us, and we are all that child. And why I was dreaming? Because I saw such a child, just so from far away, casually, yesterday when I was in town at the printer's shop where I was. While I was waiting for the printer to be brought to the front from the working space, there was a three-year-old girl walking around, and she had something in her hand, and she didn't pay attention to anybody. She was walking and she was talking to herself, and then she was singing a little bit. And I know exactly, although it wasn't clear what she was doing, she was playing a game that was very important for herself, and she wasn't disturbed by anybody. And I said to the man who served me, I said, "Well, she surely is an independent little girl." And he said, "Oh, you bet you. She is totally independent. That's exactly how she is. I am babysitting her, but I really don't need to babysit her, you know. She just does her own thing, and she's always happy and content." And I think that's just what it is, what a child is, and what that innocence that a child always represents to me, represents to all of us, that independence. She didn't think, you know, if it pleased her dad what she was doing, if it was all right what she was doing, marching around in that working space where all these men were doing their thing and concentrating on these printers to repair them. She just did her thing, went and laughed and talked to herself. And in Henry's, I met another child. She was peeking into my cart and said, "What's that?" And I said it, and then she said, "No, that's," and she meant something else and named it. And I looked at her and I said, "Why, you are a smart girl." And then I said, "Maybe you are even a genius. What do you think?" And then she looked, and then she said, "I am smart." And you know, it's such a funny thing when children say something like that. It's so natural, you know. When I, for example, when I get a compliment like that, I still feel embarrassed. I feel me, or can I say yes, I am a genius, or yes, I am smart? And I always feel strange. And as I have the picture of these three children in my dream, and the girl in the store, and the girl in, she was, by the way, a little black girl, just the cutest thing you can imagine, with these big shiny eyes, so innocent and beautiful. When I think of them, they have no comparison or no judgment about being good. And I think it's so beautiful, you know. That's my dream, and that's why I call these thoughts today a child's dream, because it's the child in me that really is still that innocence and that happiness and that contentment and just that that sun that is warm and perfect and content with everything and without judgment, not being touched, unpossessed, and in the game I play, in the words I speak, in the thoughts I think, one-pointed. And so it is.